Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Now, I didn't know what celiac meant until one day my sister came home and said, I am celiac, which means she can't have gluten
diet. Now, celiac disease is where the immune system reacts abnormally to gluten.
Yep.
So, for example, which is a protein, as you know, which is found in wheat, rye, barley and oats.
Mm.
So I'd like to welcome to the show today Dr. Sue Shepherd. Hi, Sue.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Very good. Now, you're a lecturer at Monash University in the Department of Medicine and a senior researcher. You specialise in this, and I know you've written a couple of books, Gluten-Free Cooking.
Uh-huh.
How, you know, like Ben has sort of said, there seems to have been an explosion of gluten-free and much more knowledge around it. Is it that it's always been there, but that we're just now much more aware of it?
It's actually both. It has always been there, but we're really poor at diagnosing it in the past. We just had this perception that you had to be really sick and wasted and have, you know, chronically bad diarrhea.
Mm.
So the profile of the people we thought had it was quite different to the reality. People can look everyday, ordinary people. A lot of people diagnosed are overweight. So we now know to broaden our vision in who to look at as being potentially celiac. So we're better at diagnosing because there's been increased awareness. But the other actual reality is that celiac disease has increased fourfold over the last 50 years.
Wow.
So we do have, like most autoimmune conditions, there's a true increase in prevalence in the actual community.
Because it's something like 1 in 100 Australians, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really common, exactly. And the sad stat is, though, that as much as that you know, 1% of our population who have it, which, mind you, is twice as common as type 1 diabetes. And, you know, so many people know more about type 1 diabetes and many hadn't heard of celiac disease, like you hadn't heard of it until your sister. And yet it's very, very common, 1% of the population, but for every one person who's diagnosed, there are four people walking around who are yet to be diagnosed. So that 1 in 100 is what the true reality is, but only 1/5 of that are actually diagnosed. So we need to do a better job of you know, thinking about ourselves or our friends or family, people who are abnormally tired, people who are excessively windy and bloated. Now, it's quite normal to pass wind. As human beings, we're meant to, or we'll blow up. But it's when there's lots of wind and lots of bloating. You know, you wake up, you start the morning with a flat tummy, and through the day you're quite bloated. These are the sorts of people that need to start thinking, you know what, it's not normal if it's happening all the time.
And where do you go? So you'd need to go to your doctor and be tested for it? Is that what happens?
Yep, you actually took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say,
sorry.
And that's important. People don't diagnose. No, it's a really, really important message that everyone needs to know, and that's don't self-diagnose. As much as the gluten-free foods are in the supermarket, and, you know, we can purchase them, and it's now easier than it's ever been to follow a gluten-free diet and, as I said, choose the foods. You can't start a gluten-free diet until you've had your proper diagnosis.
Yeah.
And that means going to the doctor, chatting with the doctor about your symptoms. The GP might organise blood tests, which specifically look for these antibodies for celiac disease. It will also potentially involve a gene test, which can be done via a blood test. And almost definitely, if you're looking like a strong candidate, a referral to a gastroenterologist who will do what's called the gold standard diagnosis, and that's where a camera on a tube is passed down the esophagus into the stomach and round into the first part of the small intestine, where very small samples are taken, biopsies, and they're looked under the microscope, and that's where we see the damage of celiac disease. So we're blessed with celiac disease having a definite treatment, but the gluten-free diet is really complex, and it's highly recommended that anyone diagnosed is taught all of the bits and bobs, the complexities of the gluten-free diet by a dietitian, an accredited practicing dietitian who specialises in celiac disease.
Dr. Sue Shepherd, thank you very much for being on today's show.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.